When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following podcast contains audio extracted from videos on the Harry Potter Theory YouTube channel. Hey everyone, welcome to another installment of Harry Potter Theory. Today, we'll be discussing the history, as we know it, of the well-known and well-loved Weasley family. Even those not terribly familiar with the wizarding world of Harry Potter will have likely, at the very least, heard of the large and lovable Weasley clan. Recognized not only by their shock of bright red hair, but also by their unwavering loyalty and widespread reputation for believing all witches and wizards are equal, the Weasleys are present within the novels and films from almost the very beginning of the series. First introduced during the famous scene at King's Cross Station, in which Harry searches for Platform 9 and 3 quarters, we meet Ron, his mother, Molly, and four of Ron's six siblings before Harry even boards the Hogwarts Express. From there, Harry and Ron go on to create one of the strongest friendships of the entire series, with the orphaned boy who lived spending much of his time with not only Ron, but the entire Weasley family during the many holidays and special events that take place over the years. But where did this famous family of redheads, known for their strong beliefs and affiliation with doing what is right, even in the face of financial instability, come from? What is the history of the Weasley family? Let's start from the beginning. The historical origins of the Weasleys. Listed in the Pure Blood Directory released in the first half of the 20th century, known as the Sacred 28, there is little doubt that the Weasleys are a pure blood lineage of witches and wizards. And although it's not entirely proven, it seems rather likely that the Weasley clan is of British descent, and go back many centuries in the history of the wizarding world within the United Kingdom. The family's historical allegiance has predominantly been with that of the side of good, with most members of the family fighting against the dark forces, affiliated with evil wizards like Gellert Grindelwald and Lord Voldemort over the centuries. And so, despite their pure blood status, the Weasleys have consistently stood against the prejudice and discrimination that has often characterized the more well-established dynasties and houses of the wizarding world, like the Malfoys and the House of Black. With this in mind, it's not difficult to believe that the Weasley clan felt strongly about equality among witches and wizards, and were quite outspoken about their inclusion in a directory such as the Sacred 28. The Weasley family was also involved in both the First and Second Wizarding Wars on the side battling evil and dark forces of magic. During the 20th century, members of the Weasley family were key parts of the first and second formation of the Order of the Phoenix, an organization dedicated to fighting Lord Voldemort and his Death Eaters. As far as we know, the Weasley family has historically attended Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry in northern Scotland, with each member of the family being sorted into Gryffindor House while at school. This quite clearly coincides with the courage, loyalty, and boldness affiliated with both Gryffindor students and the Weasley clan. In modern times, some of the Weasleys have taken up residence in a house they refer to as the Burrow. Although it may or may not be the ancestral home of the Weasley clan, the Burrow seems to have been where part of the family has lived since at least the mid-20th century. It is a large, somewhat lopsided, multi-level house located close to Ottery St. Catchpole in the Devon countryside of England. Prominent Weasleys throughout history. Although it's uncertain how many generations back the Weasley bloodline goes, two of the earliest known members of this lineage are Septimus and Cedrilla Weasley. It is believed that these two lived and married sometime during the 19th century, and that Cedrilla, born Cedrilla Black, was disowned by her family for marrying Septimus. This was due to Septimus Weasley's sympathies towards muggle-born witches and wizards, a point of view that was in direct conflict with the pureblood supremacist ideologies of the House of Black. Cedrilla's family even went so far as to label Septimus, and therefore Cedrilla, blood traitors. This was a derogatory term used by pureblood supremacists like the Black Family to describe witches and wizards who favored Muggle rights. Regrettably, the term blood traitors would continue to be affiliated with the Weasley clan and their interest in equality for generations to come. Together, Septimus and Cedrilla had three sons, including Arthur Weasley, and passed along their beliefs that all witches and wizards were entitled to the same rights, regardless of blood status. Arthur Weasley's background. Arthur Weasley was born on February 6, 1950, to Septimus and Cedrilla Weasley, attending Hogwarts as a Gryffindor student from 1961 to 1968. Throughout his life, Arthur was well known for his great interest in Muggles, which was likely influenced by his family's stance on blood status. As it were, his fascination with Muggles was one of the most defining aspects of his character. After graduating from Hogwarts, Arthur began his career at the Ministry of Magic, where he eventually worked in the Misuse of Muggle Artifacts office. This position allowed him to indulge his curiosity about Muggle items and technology, and likely further inflamed his interest in all things from the non-wizarding world. Unfortunately for Arthur, his fascination with Muggles and belief that they were not less than wizard kind was often misunderstood and not well received by all of his peers. It even resulted in him being somewhat of an outsider among his colleagues at the Ministry. Before all that, however, while still attending Hogwarts, Arthur met fellow Gryffindor Molly Pruitt. Molly also came from a pureblood wizarding family that did not believe in the importance of blood status, and it is likely this shared belief that drew the pair together and played a significant role in the development of their relationship. Arthur and Molly eventually got married, and together they had a large family, which led to financial strain on their household. Despite his family's financial struggles, however, Arthur never compromised on his values or integrity. In fact, he even refused a promotion that would have involved more interaction with dark magic, choosing instead to remain in his lower-paying job that was more aligned with his interests and principles. Arthur was a member of the Order of the Phoenix in both the First and Second Wizarding Wars. He fought bravely alongside his family and fellow Order members during the Battle of Hogwarts, demonstrating his unwavering commitment to the fight against Voldemort. Molly Weasley's background. Molly Weasley was born Molly Pruitt on October 30th, 1949 or 1950, in England, into a long line of pureblood witches and wizards. It is said that many members of the Pruitt family line had red hair and large noses, qualities that can clearly be seen in Molly and Arthur's children. The Pruitts, although listed in the Sacred 28 Pureblood Directory, did not seem to care for the ideologies of blood purity, and they were known for their loyalty to the wizarding world's governing institutions and their opposition to the dark arts. Presumably, Molly's upbringing was deeply rooted in these values, which helped shape her into the strong, loving, and fiercely protective matriarch we meet in the Harry Potter series. Although little is known about her parents, Molly did have two brothers, Gideon and Fabian, both of whom were members of the original Order of the Phoenix in the 1970s. Tragically, Gideon and Fabian were killed during the First Wizarding War by Voldemort's Death Eaters. It was during her time at Hogwarts as a Gryffindor student in the 1960s that she met Arthur Weasley, who was, as we know, also a Gryffindor. It was likely that the Pruitt family values, which were more progressive compared to other pureblood families, that led to her interest in a wizard like Arthur. Presumably, Molly and Arthur's shared house and beliefs resulted in the two developing feelings for one another, which resulted in them becoming romantically involved. After graduating from Hogwarts, Molly and Arthur got married and went on to have seven children. Molly, although often remembered for her devotion to her family and status as the Weasley family matriarch, was also an incredibly skilled witch, capable of complex spells and charms. Her magical capabilities were often leveraged during her time as a member of the Order of the Phoenix, in particular during her duel with Bellatrix Lestrange in the Battle of Hogwarts, where she famously killed the evil witch while defending her daughter, Ginny. The Weasley children of Arthur and Molly. Arthur and Molly started their family together with the birth of their eldest son, William Weasley, on November 29, 1970. From there, they continued to expand the Weasley clan with the births of Charles on December 12, 1972, Percy on August 22, 1976, twins Fred and George on April 1, 1978, Ronald on March 1, 1980, and lastly their only daughter, Ginevra, on August 11th, 1981. William, more often referred to as Bill, attended Hogwarts from 1982 to 1989 as a Gryffindor student. During his time there, he was a prefect and the head boy for his house. After graduating, Bill worked as a curse breaker for the famous wizarding bank, Gringotts. His work with the bank brought him abroad, before he eventually came back to the United Kingdom in 1995. Upon his return to England, Bill met Fleur Delacour, whom he married at the Weasley family home of the borough on August 1st, 1997. Unfortunately, this was also the day that the Ministry of Magic fell to Lord Voldemort and his forces, bringing their celebration to an abrupt end. After their wedding, Bill and Fleur moved to Shell Cottage and eventually had three children together, Victoire, Dominique, and Louis Weasley. Although Bill was attacked and badly injured by the werewolf Fenrir Greyback during the Battle of the Astronomy Tower in 1997, he did not turn into a werewolf himself. However, the attack did leave Bill with severe facial wounds and some wolf-like tendencies, such as eating incredibly rare meat. Charles, or Charlie, attended Hogwarts until 1991 after being sorted into Gryffindor House upon his arrival in the fall of 1984. Like his older brother Bill, Charlie was a prefect during his time at school. He was also a skilled Quidditch player for Gryffindor, even being chosen as the team captain before graduating. After his years at Hogwarts, Charlie pursued a career studying dragons in Romania. Alongside his siblings, Charlie was a member of the Second Order of the Phoenix and participated in some of the most crucial battles of the Second Wizarding War. After the war, Charlie returned to his career working with dragons. He never married or had any children. The third eldest son, Percy, went to Hogwarts between 1987 and 1994 as a Gryffindor, earning the title of both prefect and head boy while there. Percy was a particularly rigid and stubborn wizard, especially in his youth, who abided by the rules at just about any cost. He also possessed an unyielding ambition that often stood in direct contrast to his family's modest lifestyle. This general attitude is likely what led to his inability to believe that the Ministry of Magic had fallen, despite his entire family telling him otherwise. Percy worked for the Ministry in the Department of International Magical Cooperation before being promoted to the junior assistant to the Minister for Magic at the time, Cornelius Fudge. His devotion to the Ministry, over all else, caused a temporary estrangement between him and the rest of his family over the course of several years. In the late 90s, however, Percy finally accepted that he had been in the wrong and reconciled with his parents and siblings. After the end of the Second Wizarding War, Percy returned to the Ministry for Magic as the head of the Department of Magical Transportation. He eventually went on to have a family of his own, marrying a woman named Audrey and having two daughters, Molly and Lucy. The Weasley twins, Fred and George, were known as the family troublemakers from a young age. Always up for a good joke or quality prank, the two attended Hogwarts as Gryffindor students from 1989 to 1996. After causing trouble around the castle one day in their first year at school, the twins were held in the caretaker Argus Filch's office, only to discover the Marauder's map in a drawer labelled Confiscated and Highly Dangerous. They of course stole the map, which had originally been created by Harry Potter's father, James, and his friends. Through its magical properties, Fred and George were able to accomplish much more mischief throughout their time at school. They also played for the Gryffindor Quidditch team as beaters, before inevitably leaving Hogwarts before they were able to graduate. After their early departure from school, the twins opened their own joke shop in Diagon Alley, called Weasley's Wizard Weezers, which went on to be quite successful. During the height of the Second Wizarding War, Fred and George both fought for the Order of the Phoenix against Voldemort and his Death Eaters. During the Battle of the Seven Potters, George lost an ear, which, although tragic, was nothing compared to what resulted during the Battle of Hogwarts, the death of Fred. While devastated by the passing of his twin brother, George continued on his and Fred's joint venture of Weasley's Wizard Weezers alongside his younger brother Ron. He also went on to marry former classmate and Quidditch teammate Angelina Johnson. The pair had a son, whom they named Fred, and a daughter, Roxanne. Ronald Weasley, most often referred to as Ron, was the sixth eldest son and child of Molly and Arthur. He began attending Hogwarts alongside Harry Potter in September of 1991. The pair met at King's Cross Station before boarding the Hogwarts Express and ended up sitting together on the train. From there, their friendship flourished, with both boys being sorted into Gryffindor upon their arrival at Hogwarts. Much of Ron's life at school revolved around his friendships with Harry and their mutual friend Hermione Granger. He was by Harry's side throughout all of his adventures, teaching him about the Wizarding World along the way and being a most courageous and loyal friend. Ron was also an integral part of the resistance against Voldemort, helping Harry locate and destroy the Dark Lord's Horcruxes and fighting in just about every battle that occurred during the Second Wizarding War. After the Battle of Hogwarts, which effectively marked the end of the war, Ron became an Aura for the Ministry of Magic. He eventually left his position as an Aura to join his older brother George in running Weasley's Wizard Wheezers. After many years of friendship, Ron and Hermione began a relationship in which they eventually married and had a daughter, Rose, and a son, Hugo. Ginevra, or Ginny, was the youngest child and only daughter of Arthur and Molly. She began attending Hogwarts the year after her older brother Ron. During her first year at school, she accidentally came into contact with the first Horcrux of the series, Tom Riddle's diary, which coerced her into reopening the Chamber of Secrets. Over the years, Ginny became a Quidditch player for Gryffindor House and went on to play professionally for the Holyhead Harpies after she graduated from Hogwarts. Her career with the Harpies led to her job as the senior Quidditch correspondent and then sports editor for the Daily Prophet. Before all that, Ginny was an integral part of the war against Voldemort, being a key member of Dumbledore's army and supporting the Order of the Phoenix. While still at school, Ginny and Harry Potter developed feelings for one another and eventually began dating. Later in life, the two married and had three children together: James Sirius, Albus Severus, and Lily Luna. Throughout history, the Weasley family has been known for their loyalty, bravery, and strong sense of justice. Despite their financial struggles in more modern times, they have always prioritized love and family over wealth and status, setting them apart from other pureblood families like the Malfoys and the House of Black. The family's unwavering commitment to fighting for what is right has set them apart, time and time again. And with that, we've come to the end of another video. What did you think? Did I miss anything about the history of the Weasley family? Share your thoughts in the comments below, and as always, if you enjoyed this video, don't forget to like it and subscribe to the channel. Also, be sure to check out the content on Spotify, as well as extra content on my second channel, Harry Potter Theory Extra. Until next time, remember, it does not do to dwell on dreams and to forget to live.